With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show! The only business podcast that's long enough to give you the information you need, but short enough to give you the time to use it in your business. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is part two of our two-part lesson on how to use Facebook marketing, specifically Facebook ads. If you have not listened to part one, make sure you pause this podcast now and listen to part one first. I will be here when you come back because this part will make a whole lot more sense if you go in order. If you're ready to listen to part one, let's get down to business. All right, guys, in part one, we covered why to use these ads, the nature of Facebook ads, conversions, and why you should always convert to a freemium model. It's very hard to take a cold lead and get them to buy something without building trust. So today I'm going to go through the process of creating your first ad. Now, I'm not talking about the actual technical skills you need to put up a Facebook ad on Facebook. I'm talking about the business side, the business strategy of the Facebook ad. There are plenty of programs and tutorials out there, like lynda.com, like FB Advantage, you could check out to know how to do that. We'll put those in today's show notes, which you could find at 100mba.net/mba123. Okay, I'm going to go step by step exactly what you're going to do. First of all, when you start your Facebook ad, Facebook's going to ask you what audience you want to target. And you can do this by interest. You can do this by demographics like age, male, female. You can even narrow it down to how much money the person makes. There's a lot of fields you can narrow it down. But the point is that the more targeted your audience, the more effective your ad will be. A lot of people feel like they want to have a large audience, like 2 million people they're going to be targeting this ad to, so therefore their chances will be better. It's just the opposite. The more targeted your ad is, the more likely the person that is looking at the ad will click on the ad and convert for you. So if you're just starting out, this is especially important if you have a local business, like a physical business. There's no need for you to be targeting to millions of people. Target the people that would frequent your store in your area, in your town, in your city. Now, if you're an online business, this is also important. Make sure you narrow it down. If you're online, I wouldn't go past 300,000 people for your first ad. If you can get it even lower, that's even better. All right, so there's a few things you're going to need when you're running Facebook ads. You're going to need the actual ad, which is the actual image you're going to upload. You're going to need the actual copy, the actual text you're going to put on the actual ad and below the ad. You're going to need the page, the actual web page you're going to send them to with its own sales copy. And you're also going to need the actual free content you're going to give them in exchange for their name and email address so you can start building trust with them. And then lastly, you're going to have a follow-up sequence so you can continue to give them value and eventually ask for a sale. I'm going to talk about each of these one by one. So first of all, the ad, your actual image. And Facebook, I don't want to say the actual size of the image because sometimes they change it. Refer to a course that you're taking or you can just Google it, Facebook ad image size, and it will tell you the up-to-date information on Facebook's page. But you have an image, and Facebook has a policy where you can't use text for more than 20% of the image. So you can't just use that whole area to write a whole bunch of sales copy. The image could be of you or your product or your service or whatever you're offering for free along with some text, but the text can't take up more than 20% of the image size. Now, the point of the ad or the part of marketing period is to get attention. Make sure you write something and your image is attention grabbing. Now, obviously you want to be professional, you don't want to be lewd or rude, but you can be funny, you can be amusing, and you can be surprising. One of the best Facebook ads that converted for us was an image of a secretary that was in an office in the 50s. It was a black and white picture, and her boss was sitting on her desk and kind of giving this like sleazy smile. And we added some ad copy with this image that made it both funny and effective. And the ad copy was something like, I can't stand my boss and I can't wait to quit my job and do my own thing. I'm learning how to do this at the $100 MBA. We're going to put this image that we used for the Facebook ad in today's show notes. Again, you could check that out at 100mba.net slash NBA 1, 2, 3. So make sure you use an image that gets people's attention. The next thing is copy, or your sales copy, what you're going to write under your image. Facebook allows you to put like what you would put on a status update. It's limited to a number of characters, but you could put enough information to describe what you're giving away. So in our case, I would say, get our free course on how to validate your business idea. Make sure you're selling something your customers really want. So I am describing exactly why they would want to opt into this free course that I'm giving away for free. All they got to do is click on the ad and they'll get it. Which leads me to the page where you're going to lead them to after clicking the ad. Now, the copy on this page needs to be concise and to the point, because your whole goal here is for them to opt in so you can give them a valuable product for free so you can build trust. So make sure you show them why the product is valuable. Sell the product as if they're paying money for it and tell them it's absolutely free. All you need is to give us your name and email address and we'll send it to you right away. So focus on why should I opt in? Focus on the value of what problem this is going to solve. What pain is this going to solve? And really sell it like you're selling a real product. The next thing is obviously the free product that you're going to give. If it's a course, if it's an ebook, if it's a PDF guide, whatever it is, you need to create it and then offer it to your actual leads that come from Facebook. I highly recommend that you give a preview of it, maybe a few passages from the ebook, or maybe a video that describes your course. You could visit 100mba.net/free-course to give you an example of what I'm talking about. And then lastly, you need to have a follow-up system where you actually follow up with them every few days after they sign up, giving them something of value. I recommend 4 to 5 times. This is what we do at the $100 MBA. We give away a whole bunch of other great free stuff that's useful to them. You should do the same in your business. And then lastly, if you'd like, on the 6th follow-up, you could say to them, hey, by the way, if you love the stuff I've been sending you, I also offer this product. It costs this much, and for being a valuable member of our community, I can offer you a great deal. You can check it out right here. A very soft sell, but by this time, that cold lead is not so cold anymore. They know what you're all about. They've consumed some of your free value. They know that you're up to snuff and that you're worth their money. And now you have more of a warmer lead when you send them an email that you've been sending them, or you've been communicating with them for the last 6 or 7 times. So now this is, you know, after you've followed up them with 4 or 5 times, you've got a 6th email now. And now you have a much warmer lead. So converting them to a sale is a lot easier. Use your email sequence to be like an ad for you now that your lead is within your mailing list. Guys, that wraps up today's episode and the 2-part lesson on using Facebook marketing. I know that some people have been asking me, when I'm running a Facebook ad, should I use the side ads? Should I use mobile ads? Or should I just stick with the content ad or the dark post ad, which shows up in people's feed? I only personally use a dark post ad. That's the one that shows up in the feed. I also use mobile ads as well. I rarely use the ones that show up on the sidebar of Facebook. But that's not to say they don't convert. You should try it on in your business. Maybe it could work for you. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you have 2 minutes and want to drop us a rating and a review, we would love you. You can learn how to give us an iTunes rating and review at 100mba.net/show. Here's a review from Dan Cheever. He says, awesome show. I've already learned more in a few episodes than I've learned in an entire semester of long drawn out college business lectures. Can't wait to hear more. Thanks, Dan, for that review. And thanks for being a listener to the $100 MBA Show. We really appreciate your support. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Marketing is always evolving. Facebook ads might be the hot thing right now, but later on, there might be other tools you could use to market, more effective tools. And in these last 2 lessons on Facebook marketing, I really wanted to make it so you could take these skills or these ideas and use them on any platform, regardless if it's Facebook or not. Because this is really the business behind the marketing strategy. Because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that when you market, it's effective and you're actually getting what you're looking for. But remember, the best marketing strategies are the ones that are long term. So make sure you know the sale is coming up, but you got to build trust first. When you build trust, when you have warmer leads, when you have people that already are bought into what you're all about, it's a lot easier to sell to those people than the people that have no clue what you're all about. So improve the quality of your leads first, then sell to them. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.